From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Farrah Hutkins. There is still some statewide confusion about how Amendment 4 will be implemented when it goes into effect next week. That's the amendment that will give voting rights to more than a million Floridians who have been convicted of a felony. As WLRN's Danny Rivera reports, new questions are being asked about what role court fees might play in the process.
Amendment 4 says voting rights will be restored for most people convicted of felonies after they complete the terms of their sentence. That can mean probation, restitution, and a big one, court costs. But saying whether court costs have been paid isn't so easy. That's according to Jason Pizzo, an incoming Democratic state senator from Miami. This is especially true for older cases.
I'm not arguing it's an unfair surprise to the ex-cons that want to get their rights restored. I'm just saying, to be fair, this was like, you know, loaning somebody money 20 years ago and you never thought you're going to get paid back.
Pizzo says, in older felony cases where court fees are still owed, sometimes that debt is either written off entirely or even sold off to debt collectors. Pizzo says the rules should be consistent across the state. And up till now, it appears the clerk of court's offices have not been preparing for this.
I would like to see a plan or a process that's fair and equitable. You can't have one system in Miami-Dade and a different system in Broward. It's unfair to each of these individuals.
WLRN has contacted clerk of court's offices in Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties, but has not received a response. Amendment 4 goes into effect January 8th, next Tuesday. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.